At the southeastern tip of Australia, on an island that resembles a broken tooth, a Tasmanian gardener is rushing to get her work done before the heat of the day. Rachel Howell has entered the hottest part of the summer in the state of Tasmania. She has hoses to drag, weeds to pull, and guests. In her continuing series, The Armchair Gardener, NPR's Ketzel Levine takes a short winter break to tour Rachel Howell's Tasmanian garden.
Before you hate me for landing such an arduous assignment, let me quickly point out I have never laid eyes on Rachel Howell's garden. What I do have are pictures, the few she sent to me on email. I also have the gardener herself on the telephone, ready to walk us through the garden that surrounds her home.
We are just at the side of the house on the north, which is our sunny side, and we're looking straight down the river.
That's the Tama River she's looking at, a slow-moving body of water framed by a low spine of mountains and home to a flight of black swans.
I can see some swans quite a way out that are all fairly small. There should be that swamp harrier flying around. He's usually there most of the day.
A swamp harrier, is that like a falcon or a hawk?
Yeah, it is. A bit like a sparrowhawk. And he's finding mice and another little wildlife in there. So he's also very good at taking my daughter's chickens. Alice lost about 3 chickens yesterday in the one day. So they're now caged.
The caged chickens are only part of the life that fills the Howells 5-acre property. There are cats, ducks, horses, snakes, and 3 full acres of meandering gardens. Densely textured woodlands, silver-draped conifers, and with her penchant for colored foliage, all the purple-leaved plants Rachel could find. As she continues her narrative, speaking over her cell phone, I see the dreary month of February through very different eyes.
The pond's over the other side of the garden, but we can walk up past this area where we sit on the veranda. Fairly messy part of the garden, I have to say, at the moment.
Are you in the middle of a project? Is that why it's messy?
I think you could say I'm in the middle of about 50 projects. The major one I'm trying to do is reduce a few blackberries near the house so we don't get any snakes coming too close. But because I'm watering fairly regularly and the rest of the place is fairly dry, of course they come to where it's lovely and cool. So I'm probably doing wonderful things to encourage them.
Well, as we're walking past the blackberries and the snakes, where are we heading?
Where would we go now? We'll go down in front of the house where there's one of my favourite hydrangeas. It's arborescence and comes out in white flowers, but they're little individual florets, and then very quickly turn green. There are a lot of very beautiful hydrangeas, and I've tried to make those a bit of a collection in the garden.
Other plants she describes in bloom on this Tasmanian summer day, salvias, geraniums, and a pink-blushed regal lily she stoops to smell.
I guess they're sort of almost gardenia-like, aren't they, some of the regal lilies? But it's certainly a very strong perfume. It's just beautiful. I could sit and smell that all day. I know I've got pollen all over my nose, and it won't come off just with one wipe either, will it?
Her nose now yellow, our host presses on.
So we've come round to the pond, which also has to be cleaned out because my Indian runner ducks have filled it up with silt, getting in and out.
Indian runner ducks.
Indian runner ducks are just lovely because they stand up straight like a roadrunner. They are actually quite unstable because when they're running along fairly quickly, they're likely to fall over anything that's more than an inch and a half high. But they look lovely in the garden because they tend to walk in a line and you just see their heads bobbing up and down in a row. And they're terrific around the garden because they eat all the snails and slugs. So really, for the hostas and things, it's reduced the snails absolutely fantastically.
So tell me this, Rachel, after we hang up, what are you likely to work on today?
Probably back to my blackberries.
Well, I can't promise you'll feel the warmth on your back, but you can escape to Rachel Howell's garden, where you'll see black swans, regal lilies, even a few ducks. Visit Talking Plants at our website, npr.org, where at least one plants woman is having her moment in the sun. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Ketzel Levine.